Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Anything Strangely Poetic. This is your host, Claire Dreamer, and today we're going to be talking about cartoons. Okay, so recently I found this, cartoon. It's really old, but first I'm going to tell you how I found it, because it's kind of confusing how I found it. You ever go on YouTube and, searched up song memes, and it doesn't show you TikToks. It shows you, animations put to music, or music put to animations. That's where I found it. Because apparently, if you watch several genres of that, YouTube automatically thinks, oh, wait, you're here for the pictures. You're here for the music and the pictures. So, see, now I look it up. And typically, I look for creepypasta or my mind blanked. Creepypasta or Undertale or Steven Universe. One of those. But over time, it assumed, oh, she just came for the pictures. So it started giving me these characters that I had no idea who they were. I mean, they showed up all the time, and I always thought, huh, who are those? What are they doing on my lawn? And so the other day, I found one, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to look this up. I'm going to see who these people are. Well, funnily is not a word. Funny enough, that day, they had posted something. So I found out that the show is called Ed's World. Now, I don't know if any of you know what Ed's World is. I kind of assume at least one of you know, but with a crowd of 7, one of you knowing is kind of small of a percentage. But yeah, I found out what Ed's World is, and it's really cool. It's a morbid cartoon, and if you're here, you would probably like it as well, because, well, morbid, not cartoony, morbid cartoons. I like them. So Ed's World is about these 4 friends. You have Ed, your main character. He's goofy and doesn't really pay attention to anyone else around him. Well, you have Matt, the dumb best friend, which I don't know how you could get much dumber than Ed, but you do. So you have Matt. And Matt is just running and screaming and pretty much nonverbal the entire time. Then you have my favorite character, Tom. He reminds me a bit of EJ, only because of his eyes and the fact that he doesn't have them. And he's very responsible without being responsible. Like, he says the wrong thing sometimes and hates being seen with his friends, but he never stops them doing anything stupid. So, he is my favorite character because he's also sarcastic and has just the best lines. Then you have their long-lost best friend, Tord. He was in the original, and over time, he left. I kind of think it's because of the voice actor, but I'm not certain about that. But he left. And then recently he came back. And that was a great battle, just saying. But it's a very, bloody, morbid, but really funny punchline cartoon. So I kind of gotten attached to it. Of course, there is a problem with that. A good number of the episodes are dated before Marble Hornets. That's 12 years. So the first couple have really bad animation. And the last couple have still pretty bad animation. It's not the best. It's not supposed to be the best. But the beginning is worse than the end. But at least the end had arms. I think the beginning was oh god, what is it called? Astiff. Another thing about them is that I'm probably the only one that just didn't do research and is an idiot about this, but they're connected to Asdiv. So they're either illustrators. No, they're either animators for it or they're voice actors for it. Of course, no one was truly a voice actor for Asdiv. So, yes, but we at the very least know that they're connected in somehow, some form, some reason. It's cool. So that's kind of my, not my rant, but my explanation of Ed's World and how being cool it is and the fact that you should see it. You should totally see it. I mean, that's it. You know, I like talking to you through a microphone because if I talk to you through anything else, I feel weird. But I like talking to you through here because you don't see my face. And, yeah. But, thanks for listening. I hope you have a splendiferous day. And bye!